Okay. Well, good morning again to each of you. Thank you so much for dialing in and joining us here on the Master's Call, because definitely God is worthy to be praised. Let us go to our Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, we magnify you, we glorify you, and we praise you. We thank you for this another day that you have made, that we will rejoice and be glad in it. We come with a spirit of thanksgiving, God, being thankful and grateful for everything, Father, the breath that we breathe, the ability to see, the ability to talk, the ability to wake up in this early in the morning and give your name the glory, the honor, and praise that is due unto you. Father, we thank you for this, the Master's Call. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for the vision. We thank you for the mission and the mandate. We thank you that lives are being enriched and empowered and enhanced as we begin our day here with you, the Master, on the Master's Call. We thank you for Artist Life. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you, God, for every distributor. We thank you, God, for every person who is under the sound of my voice and those that will listen to the replay later, God. Have your way, Father, here on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in our lives, oh God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We walk in your divine favor, Father. We walk with your dominion, your power and authority in us, God. We thank you, God, that we are equipped to do great things, Father. We thank you that everything that we need is provided for in the name of Jesus. We are thankful that the blood still works, oh God. And so we lift you up, we magnify you, we praise you, and we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And we give you all the praise, and we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus, more than anything. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the magnificent, in the marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I pray these things, and they are so in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I would like to turn this call over to our host. Host, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
I hear you loud and clear, Minister Cynthia. Take it away.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your double duties this morning. Good morning. Good morning. I just so thank you for greeting us this morning and starting us on our powerful prayer this morning. He's worthy to be praised. Thank you for ushering us in this morning. We certainly appreciate all that you do. And you out there on the West Coast, I appreciate you so much. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Let me just share a little bit about our call this morning. On October 2010, two of our amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started this journey. We started with a scripture, Psalm 38:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. We also have a mission statement to enrich, to enhance, empower believers so that then they are day. If you have been fed by the Lord to be a part of our awesome ministry, I certainly would love for you to look at this website. The website is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. All of our messages has been on the site has been archived with our bios and our speakers. The theme for the year in 2019, God hands and justice, integrity, and trust in us individually and corporately will clearly be seen. Amen. That's right. If you've been thinking about the Lord to be a part of our blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Tiffany, and as host as yours truly, or share word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information at info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will contact you. I said, and I'm so excited to be a part of this phenomenal company, Artist International, which was established by Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy, wealthy, and you could also share information with everyone you come in contact with. The new Motivation Call, held Monday through Friday as a disc call, a team of great leaders giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist product. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. If you have a service like T-Mobile, Metro PCS, or Boost Mobile, we have a bypass number. You call this number first, 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707, and you will not be charged. Like today is Monday, Inspiration Monday. We have our host this morning. It's going to be Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and our speaker is going to be Pastor Eric this morning. That is, we are so excited. So please join us right after this call. Well, let me just say to everyone, please visit your back office and also for new updates. And to last yesterday was Miss Amita's birthday, and I wished her happy birthday on the WhatsApp app. So that was really, really nice. So, well, you know what? I'm not going to hold you back any longer. We have one of our co-founders is going to be sharing the message this morning. She doesn't need any introduction, but I will give her a little of her bio so that you can go to the website and look at her. She has an extensive bio. Her name is Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Oh, she's been a part of this. She's part of this journey. She started this journey, her and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. So we are so excited. Dr. P.K. Roberts was in Monticello. She lives in Monticello, Mississippi. She is an alumni of the Icahn State University, alumni in Lumberman, Mississippi. Dr. P.K. missioned as an Army chaplain in January 1985. Dr. P.K. Roberts was assigned as a chaplain for the military. She's military, so she has really been moving around. She's a traveler. She loves to travel. Passes for an interface worship service. She did so much. You can go on about Dr. P.K. And also she has two children and five grand that she loves. She served, Dr. P.K. served as a season as one of the only ambassadors for the Artist International. Let me just say, I'm going to stop right here. You can go on the website and read her extensive bio. Let me introduce the son, present the other, none other but our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. All you know,
Honorable Cynthia Cox, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Good morning, good morning. And I do thank God for you. Thank you for your introduction. Thank you for your hosting this morning. And what can I say about our Minister Tiffany Lauderdale all the way out of that California state. I thank God for you, your faithfulness and your dedication. Each time I hear your voice, I know that I'm not God. I'm a representative, but I tell you the resounding decree of him blessing faithfulness and the fact that you are up early, not just some mornings, but almost each and every morning. I've been on this thing with you a long time, and we've been out here together, and you've been here more than I have, I promise you that. And I know that God is going to and is doing. God told me I've done what I'm going to do. Everybody just got to walk it out and get through it. And so with that being said, I also want to thank each and every one of the TMC family members. I am especially thankful this morning to hear Chaplain Linda Lassane from Fort Knox being on, invited her to come on last night, and she just jumped on here and surprised me in spite of. And so we just thank God for you and any of my other visitors who are on this morning. I thank God for you. I just kind of felt like inviting some folks about 12 o'clock. 12 or 1 o'clock this morning. I think I sent out those invites. And I do thank God for Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. I tell you, my sister in the Lord and connected at the heart, and I really believe that when God connects his people, he knows just how to do it. And, yeah, she wanted to check and make sure I was going to be ready to do this morning. I want you all to know something, and I want you to hear me well. All things. I didn't say some. 1, 2, or 3. Mother Blackwell, I love you. I owe you something. I owe you a visit. I don't know if I'm going to get there right now, but I promise you, I love you. God bless you. I love you. I want you all to know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. I know that I'm called. What about you? As we are entering this Thanksgiving season, this season that has been deemed by man a day set aside for us to give God thanks for the harvest that we have reaped this year, a season when family comes together and some sit around tables and eat large meals, others on the patios with the grills, and however you decide to do it, it's a time when you get together with your families and friends and family members and your friends and celebrate together, whatever or however you choose to do it. As I was getting this message together and the title of it is just a simple, a message of gratitude. I, you know, pulled up a few scriptures, and one that we all know about is the one of the 10 lepers whom God, Jesus, they were crying out, Jesus, Jesus, heal me, touch me. We've heard that you can, will you do it for us? And all 10 of them were healed, and only one came back to give thanks. And I thought about doing something there, and I said, no, everybody know about that. That's about ingratitude. And we all know that we live in a culture right now where people appear to be so ungrateful, and the spirit of entitlement just seems to be rampant. You owe me. Whatever I get, I'm supposed to have kind of attitude. So we rebuke that. We aren't going to talk about that today so much. We aren't going to talk about the spirit of ingratitude. We want to talk about the spirit of gratitude, a grateful heart. And you know what? From one end of the Bible to the other, we are commanded to be thankful, you all, because an unthankful heart really is a sinful heart. In fact, thankfulness is the natural outflowing of a heart that is attuned to God. And how many of you want your heart to be tuned and connected with God? The psalmist declared, sing to the Lord with thanksgiving in Psalms 147:7, sing unto the Lord with a heart of thanksgiving. And as we open up this morning with praise him, hallelujah. Why? Because he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. That from the rising of the sun, as I'm seeing the sun rise here on the mountains of in here in North Carolina, to the going down of the same, God is still worthy. He's worthy. Glory to God. He's worthy to be praised. Paul admonishes us in Colossians 3:15. Be thankful because God blesses a thankful heart. A spirit of thanksgiving is always the mark of a joyous Christian. Why should we be thankful? There are so many reasons why, but I'm just going to highlight about, as many as I can, as time will allow. Why should we be thankful? One, because God has blessed us, and we should be thankful for each blessing. It goes without saying that 2019 has given me a few sucker blows. It goes without saying that 2019 has not only given me some challenges, but all of us have had some kind of a challenge that we would go to God and say, God, what in the world is going on? In the midst of trials and even persecution, I believe that we are to give God thanks. We draw back from difficulties, yet not one of us are exempted from it. Dr. PK is not exempted from trouble, trials, and tribulation. In many parts of the world, it is dangerous even to be a Christian because of the persecution that is associated with being a Christian. And yet, in the midst of those trials, we are to give God thanks. Just say, thank you, God, right now, out of your mouth. Thank you for the trials and tribulations that have come my way. Thank you for the sick days as well as the well days. Thank you, God, that, in the midst of my grief, I put a pause here to say thank you because you are still good and you allowed me to have the days that I shared with that loved one. I thank you. So yet in the midst of trials, we pause and we say, thank you, God, because we know that he has promised to be with us and that he will help us through it all. We know that God can use times of suffering to draw us closer to him. James 1, 2, and 3 says, consider it pure joy. Somebody said pure joy, my brothers. Whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Just know that it's okay. When the prophet Daniel learned that evil men were plotting against him to destroy him, he got down on his knees and he prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before in the good day. That's in Daniel 6 and 10. The Bible commands us in 1 Thessalonians 5, 18, give thanks in all. Somebody said that word, all. I like it the way Pastor Vanessa says, that ain't a curse word, y'all. All means all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Paul declared, you will even be able to thank God in the midst of pain and distress because you are privileged to share the lot of those who are living in the light, Colossians 1 and 2. I don't know what trials you may have faced through 2019, and you all, here we are, ending November, getting ready to step over into December. Yes, 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 we are here on the 25th day of November, you all. This year has absolutely flown by. But as we stop and reflect over this year, as we reminisce over all that God has done and has brought us through, we stop and say, in the midst of my trials and tribulations, hey, glory, bless the name of Jesus, we give you thanks. I don't know, as I was about to say, what trials you may be facing even right now, but God does. And he loves you and is with you by his Holy Spirit. So cultivate right now a spirit of thankfulness, a spirit of gratitude, even in the midst of trials and heartaches. God has given us the spirit that connects with his of gratitude, so let's use it the more. Why else should we give God thanks? We should give God thanks because he's given us material blessings. Thank you, God. Just say it with me. Thank you, God, for the material blessings that you've given me. We seem never to be satisfied with what we have, you all. This morning on another call, I was listening to some prayer requests because somebody has to move out of a house by December the 5th. They don't know where they're going. Their husband just lost their job. Their job is shaky, and things are looking really bad. Well, I, on the other hand, don't necessarily have to move. I want to move out of this house. I'm in a six-bedroom, six-bath house by myself. It's not nice being up in here by myself. It doesn't feel good. It's just too big. It's one of those situations where I really believe that God has opened up the windows and pulled me out a blessing that I have not room enough to receive. Yes, yes, yes. It's a big blessing. But it doesn't matter whether you are rich or poor, healthy or sick. It appears that we just aren't ever satisfied. But what a difference it makes when we realize that everything we have has been given to us by God. King David prayed, y'all, this is really good, over in 1 Chronicles 29:12-14. I'm telling you, that scripture just rang home. It says, both riches and honor come to thee, and thou rulest over all, and in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I? And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things, there, that word again, all things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. God, we come to you giving you praise for all of the things that you have blessed us with. God, we thank you for the great things that you have blessed us with. And some of us are on the other end of the spectrum saying, God, I don't have so much, but giving thanks anyway. I heard a story that was told about a visit that was made to the house of this rich man. And everybody was wanting everything that he had because they were on the outside looking in. It's something about being on the inside and experiencing what is going on the inside so that you can really understand the whole matter. And so those who are looking on the outside at this rich man who appeared to have everything, this man was empty on the inside because he didn't have the satisfaction of having a relationship with Christ. And everything that he had, all the, you know, the big house and the big car and all of the material things, could not give him and quench that yearning in his heart. But right down the hill from him was a quote-unquote a man who was living with very humble means and a smaller house, small car, but he had joy on the inside. Why? Because he had Jesus on the inside. It does not matter, Lord, is it time already, how much we have or how least we have. If we have Jesus on the inside of us, there is something that gives us a heart of gratitude. Christ has filled our lives with meaning and purpose, and we can say, God, I thank you. Whatever state I find myself in, as Paul says, I give you thanks. Number three, let me give this one and close it out. Thank God for the people in your life. Yesterday I got a call, and these calls come randomly, and I thank God for each and every time you give me a call. Got a call from Minister Willis. She says, I'm walking and you came across my mind, and I just decided to call you to say I love you. And I thank God that you are in my life, not wanting anything, just called to say thank you. So thank God for the people who are in your life. No, our children may not do it all like we wanted. Our spouse, if you have one, it may not do it just the way you want. Lord have mercy, let me say nothing about these cousins and relatives. And our friends, I said to my friend Chaplain Lassane the other day, I said, girl, I hate to take you out. You're allergic to everything, and you'd send everything back. And, yeah, I could see her just falling out laughing right now. Because but I wouldn't give Linda up for nothing. Lord have mercy. I love. So give God thanks for the people who are in your life. Stop and thank him. And do not let others come in and cause you to have a spirit of ingratitude about those that are in your life because they aren't doing everything that you would want them to do. But give God thanks for what they do because none of us are perfect. With that being said, you all, I'm going to have to bring this thing to a close. But as I close it, let me just say this to each and every one of you. The greatest thing that I thank God for is Jesus Christ and the fact that Jesus loved me so much that he went to the cross so that I could live a life abundantly. And so I say to everybody, it doesn't matter what state I may find myself in, I thank God that I am super fantastic and that I'm living a super fantastic lifestyle. And it's not because of how I feel today or how I may look, but it is because Jesus Christ lives on the inside of me. And if I die today, I will wake up in the face of Jesus, and if I continue to live tomorrow on this side, I will still say, thank you, Jesus, because you live in me. With that being said, I'm going to ask Honorable Cox to come and give us our closing.
Thank you. Thank you so much, thank Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Thank you so much for that profound word. Shortly after this, we will call you back for the closing benediction. And we, right now we're announcing it. Yes, we give God the praise this morning. I can't thank him enough. I'm shouting in this apartment this morning. Let us pray and pray over our prayer requests this morning. Dear God above all, there's no one like you. Hallelujah. You are the one, the true God, the only God that we worship, Alpha and Omega. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton for that profound word. We give you thanks this morning. We thank you, Lord, for another day. We thank you. We can't thank you enough, God. Fill her up this morning, Lord. Overflow of blessings. We love you. We love you, Dr. P.K. We love you. We love you. We are so thankful for this rich word this morning. We pray, God, for the two co-founders, which is Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weathers, for their faithfulness for this master call for the past 9 years. We pray for every prayer warrior, every guest, every artist, distributor, customer that join us here on this master's call this morning. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, for allowing us to come together and just to be here with this. This is all we love. We love you. We pray for Miss Amelia for her birthday. We certainly love her and all that she does. We pray for Mother Joseph this morning, Mother Oliver, Mother Eleanor, Mother Scott this morning for their health and strength, Lord. Lord, we're the patron of our call. We pray for the sick and the shut-in. Visit the nursing home, the hospital, the incarcerated this morning. They need you this morning. Pray for every bereaved family. Comfort them like never before this holiday season because it is touching this morning, Lord. We pray. We pray for Annie Wallace. We pray for Brother Jerry Lopez this morning, Lord. Give them the script this morning to move forward, God. We love you, and we thank you for everything. We thank you for this day. As I say, I love to say, praise God for difficult moments. Seek God for a quiet moment. Worship God for every moment. We trust God this morning. We thank him for our holiday season. Thank you. Go out and enjoy yourself in this Thanksgiving season. Love somebody. Share something. Give somebody something this morning that they will not forget. God bless you. Thank you so much. I praise in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let me just say, this is a powerful message this morning, and we know everyone wants to go and share this call with each and everyone and text it out. Just put it out there, 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677-pound. 957-677-pound. Please, by all means, look at your back office. Please look at your WhatsApp app and keep yourself in touch with what's going on. And right after this call is our new motivation call, which we will, it's that number, 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617, where we will have our own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will be our host, and Dr. Pastor Eric will be our speaker this morning. Please plug into that call. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for double duty, for greeting us this morning and washing us in this morning. We praise you. Thank you so much, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. You're done again. We thank you again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us out in a benediction, please?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. As we are closing today, this is Monday, the week leading up to Thanksgiving, Monday. And you all know that this is not really our Thanksgiving. Every day, Ephesians 5 and 20 lets us know that we are to always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of Jesus Christ. As we are closing, I also want to just highlight that Annie Wallace, one of our artist members, her brother, Jerry Lopez, was just rushed to the hospital. He is on life support, and we are believing God for his complete healing. We are standing on the gap right now, decreeing healing over Jerry Lopez and peace to the heart of Annie Wallace. Now, God, we ask that your peace will rest, rule, and abide in our hearts as we all continue with hearts of gratitude, giving you thanks for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day and a super fantastic holiday. God bless. Bye-bye.